It's time for Rhema for Today.
Now, in this particular series of lessons, we also have a what I call a golden text or a general text, and that's Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. If Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday, then he's still the healer today. Now, some folks said, well, he doesn't heal today. That was just for the apostles. Then he's not the same as he was. If he's not doing the same thing now that he did then, he's not the same.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. This week we went into the Rhema archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Praise the Lord. Now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to open them to Luke's Gospel, the 8th chapter, then the 9th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, and then finally the 5th chapter of Mark's Gospel. Now that's Luke chapter 8, Matthew chapter 9, and Mark chapter 5. Now, from the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, we shall begin to read with the 43rd verse and read down through the 48th verse. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." Then we'll read Matthew's account of the same incident. That's in the 9th chapter of Matthew, 20 through 22. Now, notice, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, 'If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole.' But Jesus turned him about when he saw her. He said, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole.' And the woman was made whole from that hour." Then Mark's account in the 5th chapter. I like Mark's account best. He records the story in more detail. And so we start with the 25th verse of Mark chapter 5. "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue," or as the margin reads, "that power, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Now, in this particular series of lessons, we also have a what I call a golden text or a general text, and that's Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. If Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday, then he's still the healer today. Now, some folks said, "Well, he doesn't heal today. That was just for the apostles." Then he's not the same as he was. If he's not doing the same thing now that he did then, he's not the same. So then that would be that text would be a lie. It wouldn't be true. If there's one text in the Bible that's untrue, then the whole Bible's untrue. The whole thing's a lie. It either all stands together or all falls together. Thank God it's all truth, isn't it? Thank God Jesus Christ is the same, isn't he? Say it out loud. Jesus Christ is the same.
Jesus Christ is the same.
Say it again.
Jesus Christ is the same.
One more time.
Jesus Christ is the same.
Hallelujah. So then, if he is the same, then he's healing people today. How's he doing it? Just like he did then. Just like he did then. And then secondly, or thirdly, or whatever, if he's the same today as he was then he has the same answer now that he had then. When people came to him for healing, we read these different accounts and different details. He'd say the same thing now as he said then, if he's the same, if he hadn't changed, isn't that right? Now, you know people, as well as I do, that said something to you about something, maybe financial matters or personal matters, or maybe kinfolks even, or friends, and so you thought the deal was all wrapped up, and everything was just fine, but then you went to implement the situation and they changed. You ever had an experience like that? And you just saw right away that they're not the same. They've changed what they're saying, and they're not about to do what they said they'd do. They've changed. But the Lord's the same. Thank God he's the same. There's not even a shadow of turning with him. Then he'd have the same answer today that he had then, wouldn't he? Amen. The only difference is that he was there in person, in the flesh, healing people by the Spirit. Now he's here in spirit, still healing people by the Spirit. Praise God. And so we, in this series of lessons, are just simply taking up in the four Gospels the individual cases of healing, the individuals that were healed. You understand it talks sometimes about multitude sought to touch him, many to touch him were healed, and goes on. Well, that's not much. You just understand that the multitude touched him and sought to touch him and did touch him and were healed. And it's not too much to learn from that other than they were healed. But by taking the individual cases, the personal testimonies of the individuals, you see their condition, you see something about their faith, you see something about what he said to them, and you can learn from that. Praise God. So we discussed the nobleman's son, which was really the first person. And tell you the truth about it, if anybody asked me until I started studying this, I wouldn't even have known that. And I've been preaching for 46 years, you see. But I just really hadn't took time to look that up. But the nobleman's son was the first person that was healed under the ministry of Jesus. And that's only recorded in the fourth chapter of John's Gospel. The other three writers of the Gospels did not record that healing. And we know that he's the first one because, you see, it says, when he was healed, said this second miracle Jesus wrought in Cana of Galilee. The first miracle was the turning of the water into wine. And then something that was very interesting that interested me greatly about that I didn't know until I began to study this in detail, was that the nobleman's son was the first healing under the ministry of Jesus, and it was not an instant healing. He began to amend from that hour. It was a gradual healing. And then the third thing that interests me that I hadn't noticed before, isn't that strange? You read the New Testament through 150 times and portions of it more than that, and there's things you never notice. How many of you found that out? Amen. And it said that was a miracle. Him being healed gradually, from that hour he began to amend, and it said that was a miracle. See, we got in our minds a miracle, something happened instantly. The Bible said that was a miracle, him being healed gradually. Amen. Well, you know, you stop and think about it, it has to be so. I don't know what was wrong with him, you see. But now, for instance, we've had here, since we started last October, that we have record of six. We've had more than that healed of cancer, but we've had six terminal cancer patients healed. I mean, that were given up to die by medical science. The six also are confirmed healings by the same doctors, same cancer specialists. Can't find it now. And you know, not a one of them was healed instantly right here on the spot. Not a one of them was healed instantly right here on the spot. They from that hour, from the time they were here, they began to amend to all the symptoms disappeared. The doctors can't find a trace of it. Well, you know, you'd be healed of terminal cancer. That is a miracle, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. That is a miracle. Those, every one of them, are miracles. God's working miracles right here. Glory to God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Our offer this month, if you're wanting to learn more about God's healing power, actually in our offer we have Healing is Ours. It's 10 messages on healing by you, Craig, our dad, Kenneth W. Hagin, and our grandfather, Kenneth E. Hagin. And then also it includes Mrs. Hagin, our mom's CD of Do I Really Have to Forgive? And then my CD on Living in Continual Peace. That's a great package, a great offer for a gift of $35 or more that can be yours. So make sure and go to rhema.org and check it out.
It's not too late to come to Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester, and or you can come in the spring. If you want to find more information about Rhema Bible Training College, you can go to rbtc.org. And if you want to apply, you can go /apply right there. But classes start the day after Labor Day is where registration starts. So, you know, time's running out. But you know what? Maybe God's calling you to come to Rhema Bible Training College, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Yes, it is. If you want to check it out, rbtc.org.
To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.